Hello, Seaville podcast family. You're about to take a listen to It's Your Money, financial tips from Andy Zeman, an 11-year loan officer and financial expert with Greenwood Lending. Make sure to get more tips online with Andy Zeman and his team at greenwoodlending.com.
Hey, this is Andy Zeman. I want to welcome you back, and I'm really excited about today's podcast. So I've got one of my favorite people in the entire world with me, Miss Annette Daly. How are you, Annette?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Good. So Annette is a very good friend of mine, and Annette, we've been in business together for a while in a variety of different manners, and most recently within the real estate community. But I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about today for all you listeners out there. I'm really, really excited about, because I'm very passionate about this, and I know you are too. Annette has recently branched into the world of life coaching, which is something I really think you should have been in all along. So tell me a little bit about your business, the name of it, what you're doing, and let's talk a little bit about this.
Okay. Well, I have what some people would know as a life coaching business. And what I do is help people jump out of bed excited about what's going to bring of that day by helping them clarify what their top five passions are.
Wow. So excited to jump out of bed. I'll be honest, I could have used that this morning, okay? This morning was a little bit of a rough morning for me, okay? Uh-huh. And honestly, it was until I got your email. Because I got an email from you today that really made me very excited. It wasn't about the show. It was something else that we're working
right
on. But so your business is the new business, the life coaching, is So Saith the Queen, right?
That's right.
Okay. So as I've known you forever, you've always referred to yourself as the queen. It's the queen of soul, the queen of things. And I think that's a perfect fit for you. So how did you come by that?
Well, I'm also the hot pepper queen on the chili competition circuit. And I used to be in a direct sales business. And even though we were well compensated by money, the incentives were pretty awesome, fur coats, diamond rings, and instead of getting medals or trophies, we were awarded tiaras and crowns. And I happen to be pretty successful at sales, and so I have many crowns to show for it.
That is awesome. You know, your stories never cease to amaze me and certainly provide me with a nice little chuckle. So, well, it really is a perfect fit for you. So, you know, we were having lunch the other day, and you really helped me out with some stuff. And so what I want to be able to share with some of these listeners, because we should get some good downloads, I hope, from this. I want to leave some people with some tips that they can work on, maybe themselves, with their business, their family, some things that you know that will help people. And then I want to make sure people get some information, because you've helped me with a whole lot of stuff over the years. So what are you finding people are frustrated with right now when they come to you for this life coaching? What is it that they're trying to do?
Well, most of the people that I work with are already successful in business or in some part of their life, and are just feeling stressed out and overwhelmed. And mainly that comes from not having a focus. Or there are three things that hold us back from living a fulfilled and happy life. And that's false ideas, false beliefs, and now I can't think of the third one. But so what I do is help people to figure out, well, what will make you happy? What will bring you joy and fulfillment? And so what I do is I have people write down a list. Mm-hmm. What are you most passionate about? And I ask them to think big. Do you want to inspire the masses? Do you want to live in a warmer climate? Do you want to make $200,000 a year?
Yeah.
So thinking big without having to figure out the how. And there's a three-step formula for that, and okay, it's called intention.
Intention.
Attention. And no tension.
Huh.
So the intention is, what is it that you want to create in your life? And we talked about that.
Yeah.
So I intend to be abundantly healthy with lots of vitality and enthusiasm. So that's my intention.
Okay.
And then the attention part is, okay, how do you do that? Or what's the focus on that? So we call that markers. So for me to be abundantly healthy, I will put attention on going to the gym. I will put attention on juicing every morning and yoga or meditating. So that's the second step.
Okay.
And then the third step is no tension. And that means not worrying about the how and just letting go and being open to the possibilities that show up that day. Meaning you were really set and intent on going to the gym that day, but something comes up and you're just open to it. You're not frustrated. But then there's an opportunity that comes along that you have a chance to meet with somebody who's highly acclaimed in nutrition, and you get some information from them that you never would have had you forced yourself to go to the gym.
Got it.
So that's letting go.
So you don't have to be mad at yourself.
Right.
As long as you leave yourself open to new opportunities. Yep. And so, you know, in a lot of ways, I think of this as a cause and effect relationship. And you know, and maybe I'm really dumbing it down for myself here, but you know, your effect is what you want to affect is your life. You want to be healthy. You want to live well. You want to live the life of abundance and maybe your cholesterol is too high or whatever. And the cause is you're going to eat well and you're going to make a commitment to do the things that you know are going to get you there. And so that's living on purpose, right?
Right.
It's kind of what it is. So when somebody comes to you, Annette, and they want to let's back up a step. We've got people that are going to listen to this that are going to be at home. Okay. How do they know if they're a good candidate for life coaching?
Well, I can use myself as an example.
Let's do that.
I have a very good life. I'm happy, healthy, good cash flow, good marriage. But I wasn't really excited. I think maybe I was bored or not really challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to live a life that's on fire. So in order to do that, I met with a friend. She told me she'd read this book called The Passion Test. And I picked it up and read it and was so inspired by it that I actually went to Florida and was personally trained by these authors of this New York Times bestselling book. And it just helped me to be real clear about what it is that would make me feel excited and challenged and life on fire instead of being held back by false ideas or false beliefs or false concepts. And how that usually comes up is I feel like I should be doing something else, even though I'm not really, I'm doing this, but I'm not really happy doing it because
right.
I feel like I should do it. An example would be you spend all this money on getting your college degree. You're now in that job and you don't like it. And you feel like I should continue doing this because I've invested all this time and energy into it.
Right.
But reality is it's not making you fulfilled. You're not happy. So it really is a false idea that you have to do that in order to make who happy.
Yeah.
You're not making yourself happy.
So let me sum this up. Basically, what I hear you saying is if you don't, the vast majority of the mornings, jump up out of bed and scream to yourself or maybe to everybody else that happens to be in the room or around you, I'm so excited about my day. I can't wait to get this day started. And I hope time for the next 8 hours goes as slowly as possible because I truly enjoy every single bit of what I'm doing. You probably need some alignment in your life. And that's something that you can help people pinpoint and work on achieving, correct?
That's right. So after we go through the passion test and you write down, you know, 10, 15 things that are really important to you in your life, I go through a system to help you narrow it down to 5. And then that's the intention. And then here comes the attention. So what we suggest, and I suggest, is that you post this on top 5 on a piece of card in all the places that you will see it to remind yourself.
So you get that focus daily, right?
That's right. That's the focus. That's the attention. So when an opportunity or a decision or a choice comes in front of you to make and you're very clear and about and focused on what you're passionate about, you then can say, oh, that's not going to bring more joy, more fulfillment into my life, and gently say no.
So you're empowered to make that decision, or it's okay for you to make the decision, but you've already accepted the consequences, which is that it's out of alignment with what you've stated your focuses really are and what you're passionate about, right?
That's right. And we're all going to fall off, you know, the trail, the journey to success is not straightforward.
Right.
It is, has a little loops here and there and goes off to the left a little bit and left to the right. But if you're really focused and you're passionate about something, you'll end up where you want to be and successful.
So now, Annette, tell me how somebody that's listening to this can get more information. Like, do you have events that people can come to that they can learn a little bit more about this, and whether it's for them or not for them? How can somebody get more information about this?
You can go to my website. And that is www.sosaiththequeen.com. And there is a place there that I do provide a 30-minute free consultation just so that you can have some more information about it. But it's a lot already on the website, a 30-minute conversation for free. I do have a seminar coming up Thursday, June 23rd from 6:30 to 9.
Okay.
At Fluvanna County's Parks and Rec in Carysbrook.
Yeah.
And that is an opportunity. If you're not really sure about what you're passionate about, sometimes you can get some clues from other people.
Sure.
So if you're feeling stuck, it kind of helps to have input from other folks. And I also do one-on-one sessions, which is going deeper and specifically about what you need clarification on. And that is a two sessions, one-on-one that lasts about 3 hours, 3.5 hours altogether. And that's on my website also.
That's great. So now you sent me, the passion test, right? And I'll admit I've told you a couple times now, I'm going to have this done. So I hope it's not uncommon. I feel horrible if I'm the only one. The truth is I think that it is because I'm kind of spread a little thin. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a commitment to you, okay? And I'm going to do this on the podcast, that I'm going to have this done by the end of this week. So by Sunday, as we're recording this on Thursday, I'll have it emailed to you. And then what I'd like to do is I'd like to maybe have a discussion with you, if you're open to it, have a discussion with you about it on a second podcast, on a follow-up podcast, so people can really get an understanding for what this is going to be like. And I don't know what it's going to be like, so I might be putting myself out there for something I'm not quite ready for yet, but I'm willing to do it because I'm really excited about what you're doing. And I'll be honest, I've seen a huge change in you, and you've always been a great person, very energetic and happy. But since you've been doing this and helping people, there's been a big... I guess just an energy around you that wasn't there before. And it's not something visual that you can see other than you're smiling bigger and, you know, I say your hair is shinier and looks better and all of that stuff. But, you know, the truth is that there's just an energy to you that wasn't there before. So I'd like to do that. And honestly, I'd like to experience some of that. So I'd like to see what that is. Is there anything else that you can tell these listeners out here, one or two tips that they can take away from this right now, go home, talk to their spouse or significant other about? What would you reach out and say to them?
I would say the number one thing is whatever you put your focus on only grows larger in your life.
That's great.
So if you're focusing on things that are not bringing you joy, that's what you're going to attract more into your life. And so what you focus on only becomes larger in your life, and you're not exactly happy with your life now, just be grateful for what you do have that you are happy for, because the more gratitude that you have in your life, it is an avenue for more things to come into your life for you to be grateful for.
The law of attraction, right?
Yeah, the law of attraction.
That's wonderful. Well, Annette, this has really been a pleasure. It's always so nice to see you. I appreciate this, and I'm going to be excited to get back together with you. And you have my commitment. I've said it now.
Okay.
I don't even know how many people are going to know it, but it's there. So, Annette, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.